Another Trump day in court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former president will return for more testimony at his first criminal trial in New York.
This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed.
Now, this morning, his lawyers keep cross-examining David Pecker, former National Enquirer publisher, who has been testifying about so-called catch-and-kill stories paid to suppress negative Trump news before the 2016 election, including payments to a Playboy model.
Pecker never published her allegations. He also testified about adult star Stormy Daniels, who says she had an affair with Trump as well, but agreed to be quiet in exchange for $130,000. Trump's then attorney, Michael Cohen, made that payment to Daniels just days before the 2016 election. Pecker says he declined to purchase her story rights.
Fox's Chandler Painter, the former president, is charged with falsifying records over those Daniels payments. He was not at the Supreme Court for the hearing in the Trump claims he should be immune from prosecution in the federal 2020 election-related case.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
That's Trump attorney John Sauer. Some justices seemed in their questions to be open to immunity. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said,
"One could say that when the president is using the trappings of his office to achieve a personal gain, then he's actually not acting officially."
The special counsel in the Trump case argues his actions trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory were not official presidential acts. The anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protests rage on at more college campuses. There have been arrests in recent days from Massachusetts to New York to Georgia to Texas to California.
USC canceled its main graduation ceremony, saying it would take too much time to get roughly 65,000 students and guests through these new security procedures, though they will still host dozens of other commencement activities and receptions.
Christina Coleman, America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Days after President Biden signed the bill providing new foreign aid to Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine, we're learning some old assistance is being sidelined. The 31 Abrams tanks the U.S. agreed to send to Ukraine last year, 5 have been destroyed. And the U.S. military officials that tell AP the rest of them are too vulnerable to Russian surveillance and drones for Ukraine to use anymore. Now, almost two-thirds of the $95 billion in the new U.S. foreign aid will provide additional military assistance to Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder spoke about the issue during a briefing Thursday.
We've already started the process to move some of the weapons, ammunition, and equipment, which will be, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there within days, if not sooner.
Some are concerned that continuing U.S. support of Ukraine will lead to an increased U.S. military presence there. But Ryder reiterates that any American advisors will continue to work out of the embassy in Kyiv.
The United States has no intent of conducting combat operations inside of Ukraine, nor are these forces going to be anywhere near the front lines.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling. Concern about a bigger slowdown in economic growth than expected last quarter dragged the Dow down 375 points. The Nasdaq dropped 100. The NFL draft started last night. As expected, the Chicago Bears picked Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC, number one on ESPN.
Took a lot of sacrifice, love, care for winning the game of football. My teammates, my coaches, and my family.
Two other quarterbacks were chosen next. Washington took Jaden Daniels. New England picked Drake May. 6 of the first 12 picks in the first round were QBs. The second and third rounds of the NFL draft tonight. In the NBA playoffs, defending champion Denver beat the LA Lakers to go up 3-0. Philadelphia and Orlando also winners last night. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.